Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the US presidential elections are just less than 2 weeks away, and the final presidential debate will take place tonight in the US, and that's tomorrow morning here in Singapore. The moderator for tonight's debate, American TV journalist Kristen Welker, has chosen six topics to discuss at tonight's debate. They are fighting COVID-19, American families, climate change, national security, and leadership. And to find out more about where he's going to be looking and when it comes to what he's going to be looking for from tonight's debate and what he's also going to be watching out for in the weeks in the week and a half in the run up to the presidential election, we're joined today on the line by Dr. Thomas Gitzel, and he's the chief economist at VP Bank. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Gitzel, tell us, what are you going to be watching out for from tonight's debate?
Actually, I mean, we are really in the run-up to the coming election, and I think it's really all about emotions. That means I really watch close about which candidate can convince undecided voters. I will therefore look how Biden and Trump control themselves. I mean, if one candidate is nervous or is losing control, it would be quite negative for either for Biden or for Trump.
And how they manage those mute buttons as well. That'll be interesting in comparison to the first debate. So I've got to ask you as well, Dr. Gitzel. You know, last year, a study by Harvard Business School found that TV debates during election cycles appeared to have little effect on changing a voter's mind. That said, this is no ordinary election year. What role do you think TV debates play in terms of what investors are looking out for and what you're looking out for?
No, actually, I think the same. I do not think that the debate tonight will change the trend we have seen the last couple of weeks. Therefore, actually, I do not focus too much on this debate tonight.
And so, Dr. Gitzel, you know, the U.S. elections are now less than 2 weeks away. And while Biden is ahead of Trump in the polls, let's not forget that 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton was also comfortably in the lead in the polls, but lost in the end. What should investors take away from the current opinion polls?
Actually, Hillary Clinton was leading, but we have also said that Hillary Clinton was losing some ground in the last couple of weeks in the run-up to the election. And actually, we are seeing right now the same regarding Joe Biden. I mean, at least in a lightweight version, because look, if you look on the battleground states, and especially the crucial ones, Florida and Pennsylvania, we have to state that Donald Trump is gaining, or either Joe Biden is losing some ground. And actually, by looking quite closely on the situation in Florida, we have to state that Trump and Joe Biden are tight now. In my point of view, that means the race for the White House is still quite competitive.
So that said, let's take a look at what's happening in the markets at the moment, because the S&P 500, it's up just over 6% year to date. And a higher market historically would favor the occupant of the White House if stocks hold their gains into the election, which is what we're seeing at the moment. But do you think we could see Biden bucking this trend?
In my point of view, markets know opinion polls. They also know that there's a good chance that Biden could win. So the market-friendly environment we have seen in the last couple of weeks and months is also due to the fact that Biden is leading. So actually, in this perspective, Biden is a good message for markets.
We're speaking with Dr. Thomas Gitzel, chief economist at VP Bank. So, Dr. Gitzel, how do you think markets would respond should things swing in the other direction and if we see a Trump win?
There could be indeed a negative initial market reaction after the result is publicated. If Trump wins, in my point of view, I mean, Trump is quite negative for trade because of his aggressive tone regarding trade conflict, especially against China. But I think it's more important to look on the midterm outlook. And actually, we think markets should react quite neutral on the outcome of the presidential election in the midterm. Ms. Trump and Biden are both positive as well as negative growth impulses, while low tax policy of Trump might be positive for growth and markets. An ongoing aggressively trade policy is negative for markets. And now speaking about Joe Biden, higher taxes, which might Joe Biden impose, might be negative for growth, and by saying this, for markets. But a more moderate tone vis-a-vis trade partners, especially vis-a-vis China, could be really a good message for growth due to more confidence. And by saying this, this is also a good message for markets.
So which sectors are expected to perform better under a Biden administration, and how are they performing at the moment?
Actually, the COVID-19 is somehow a really deep crisis for the U.S. healthcare system. I mean, we see it right now. And therefore, we think Biden will fix this problem by spending more money for the U.S. healthcare system. This is a good message for drug research and telemedicine. And furthermore, if really Biden can roll out its green economy plan, this would be also a good message for industries which are involved in the green energy sector.
So, Dr. Gitzel, can you tell us then, how are you adjusting your asset allocation in the run-up to the elections? We've got a week and a half to go.
So actually, we are neutral with our stock quota because of quite high valuations, especially in the U.S. tech sector. In the same time, we have an overweight in gold because of the hedge function of gold. That means we address with this overweight in gold somehow event risks. We are in the same time underweight in government bonds. I mean, sure, due to this very low interest rate environment, and by owning government bonds, you own in the same time a very high duration risk.
What's your outlook for gold, Dr. Gitzel?
Actually, I think gold should be in a sideways movement from now on. Actually, we have an overweight in our gold, in gold, not because we expect higher gold prices on higher gold prices. It's more really to address event risk. I mean, we do not know what will happen quite in the months after the vote. So actually, gold is really a good hedge to address event risk.
So tell us then, Dr. Gitzel, after the U.S. elections are behind us, the pandemic, I mean, has been at center stage, what else are you going to be looking out for in the last few months of the year?
I mean, sure, it's obviously we have to look on the quite serious situation regarding COVID-19, because we are seeing at the moment a very serious second wave in Europe. And in my point of view, also the U.S. will face a more serious situation in the upcoming months, because what we have seen already in spring and summer, the U.S. is lagging Europe in respective of the COVID-19 developments. That means looking ahead, we will see also more new infections in the U.S. and the more serious situation in the U.S. regarding the COVID-19. Therefore, sure, we are focused on the situation of COVID-19 in Europe as well as in the U.S. And if really Biden wins, as polls indicate in the moment, it will be interesting and the most important point, if he really can roll out its infrastructure spending package. I mean, if this would be the case, this would be, in our point of view, a good message for stock markets.
Well, Dr. Gitzel, thank you so much for taking the time to share your insights with us this evening.
So, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Thomas Gitzel, Chief Economist at VP Bank, here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.